Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Prophet Lynn Templeton, and this is the Prophetic Hour, the Light of Truth Ministries International. I want to thank you for joining us. We are back on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are. And we are giving you life-saving knowledge in this period of transition. The knowledge we have for you here is for mature believers. It is for those who are hungry for the word, who want the truth, who want a relationship with God. In fact, that statement there will be repeated because it is pivotal in today's session. The understanding of a relationship with God. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, again, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We pray that your truth move forward and that the revelations of your knowledge be made clear to your believers. Let your spirit dwell with us, upon us, leading and guiding us through this time of transition, of danger and of beauty and majesty. We pray, O God, for your presence and for your knowledge. Let your revelations be made clear to us so that we may see it as you want us to see it and not as the world wants us to see it. Thank you for your presence and for this chance. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May God give you sight is our theme today. And as I said before the prayer, you must have a relationship with God first before this information will make sense to you. Because he gives you sight as you grow in a relationship with him. Okay? Psalms 146:8, it says, "The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loved the righteous." So it is he who gives you sight. He opens the eyes of the blind. So seek a relationship and your eyes will be open. And these eyes are more than your physical eyes. These are the eyes of the spirit we're speaking of. And there's a variety of power. There's a variety of abilities that are found in the eyes that God gives you, the sight that he gives you. Now, let us shift gears for a second. I want to say, first of all, we are off the true path. Even the saved among us, even those that are saved, we are off the path because many of us have been taught a misaligned ministry. We've been taught information that has not aligned with what God has aligned his word to be. There are things that God has taught. When Christ came, there were things he taught. There was things that he illustrated that got distorted over time. And we are now at a place where there's so many distortions that we've lost sight of what he originally taught. Okay? Now I'm kind of mixing it up, but this is where we're at this point. And you need to gain sight. You need to ask God for his spiritual sight so that you can better understand what it is that he is doing, what he is saying to you, and what it is, what power he wants to open up within you, abilities he will open up within you. But it all comes within the spiritual sight, the ability that God gives us through his sight, his eyes. You will be able to better interpret the Bible. I've had people come to me many times and ask, I read that verse many times, but I didn't see what you saw. But what you saw makes sense to me. So it is God's eyes that has opened. It is God who has opened my eyes to see what I see. Because as I've stated, many things are misaligned. They moved away from the truth. They no longer have the word. You see, the truth is inside of the word. And it exalts itself. It exalts into a higher understanding. It exalts us to see a greater understanding of what God is saying to us when we read that Bible and when he speaks to us. It reveals to us the full level of knowledge that God wants us to be able to get, if I have made that clear. Sight. May God give you sight. If we look at John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the most important component, the most important thing that you can do to increase your sight, your spiritual sight, is for you to get into the word and dig until you find the truth. And as the truth is revealed, it will open your sight. It will open your eyes to see more of what God is saying. Let's back up and say even more than that. It will open your eyes to see it the way God meant for you to see it. Because there are many things that we have seen, many things we have heard coming out of churches that is not the way God meant it to be. They have misaligned themselves and have lost some of the potency of the meaning that God has instilled in his word. So we are not seeing the full scope of what we should be seeing. Eyes need to be opened. So you've got to study for yourself now. You've got to dig to develop a relationship. And that is the first thing you must do. You must have a relationship with God first. And this should have been said at the very beginning. If you don't have a relationship with God, then your eyes are not going to be open. And how do you get a relationship with God? You've got to get into the Word. You've got to study the Word so that it will reveal its truths to you. And when the truths are revealed to you, your eyes are then open to see it the way God meant for you to see it, not the way that many things are being stated in churches or are being stated through the media, but the way that God meant it to be described. To be stated. So you've got to develop a relationship, and then as you grow, as you study his word and the truths are beginning to reveal, the truths start being revealed to you, your eyes then begin to open up. You begin to see what you didn't see before. You start walking in a path that God is directing you into, because as you get more truths, you align in a particular direction that is perpendicular with God. You're walking with him, and so your alignment means that your ways begin to become more like his ways. And as you go along that path, your eyes open up to see more and more of the truth, more and more of reality. The truth is reality. It is the way God designed it, the way he made it. When you see the truth, you see reality. You see it exactly the way it was meant to be, and not how men describe it or how we think it should be, but the way it is, so that now you can make decisions and you can move into a prosperous direction and gain prosperity and be protected as well as the other things that you want and need that will make you prosperous in this life. You have to get more sight, more of God's sight, so that you can see it the way he describes it, and not the way you want it to be, but the way that it is. And so you will then move into a more prosperous living. You will then also be able to see the future. You will be able to see your enemies. You will be able to see many things that are not humanly possible. Your sight is where we see things that are not revealed on the surface. Okay? The eyes of the spirit is your sight, and it is called insight. This sight that we're speaking of, spiritual sight, is called insight. And insight, your spiritual sight, there's three major categories: discernment, perceiving, and revelation knowledge. Okay? Let's define what each one of those mean. Discernment is your ability to discern things, which means that your intellect is operating with your spirit, and you see what is not revealed. You see behind the curtains of life, and you see more clearly because now your intellect is working with your spirit. Perceiving is when you reach inside of your spirit and you see it as it is. It is going a step higher than discernment. You see things that are not being revealed. You may be able to know a person's name and never seen that person before. You will be able to know what's going on in that person's life, and you've never seen that person before. You'll be able to tell that person the day they were born and where they were born and many other things. You perceive in the spirit wholly. And revelation knowledge is what God reveals that empowers you, gives you knowledge that will allow you to operate at a higher level. You will be able to manipulate things, do things. You will know engineering things. For example, you'll be able to know things engineering-based, and you don't have a degree in engineering, but you're able to fix it. You'll know things that may be, for example, chemistry-wise, and you know to mix these different chemicals, and it will be able to fix whatever problem you're dealing with. If you have a business and there are certain things that need to be fixed chemical-wise, and you'll know what to put together. So this is revelation knowledge that you didn't even go to school for, but you know. So we call that revelation knowledge. So this is the sight we're talking about. Those are the three major categories. But there's more to it, but we're not going to get into the greater details of spiritual sight. But God opens our eyes for spiritual sight as we grow a relationship with him, and as we grow, as he allows certain things to come into our lives after we gain the knowledge, he allows things to come into your life, and it tests you, but through these testings, you grow. And you are able to operate in new levels because higher levels of discernment and perceiving and revelation knowledge is revealed. You operate in higher levels of discernment and perceiving and revelation knowledge. So we must continue to grow. Life is all about growing. See, and as I said earlier, our sessions are for mature believers. You know, and God is looking for the mature believer in this day and time. So we're here to feed you the mature knowledge. And I really find this lesson to be important, very important to a mature believer, because it is through sight, God giving you sight, that you are able to operate at higher levels. And many of you are capable of operating at higher levels, but you don't have the knowledge. No one has revealed to you what it requires to operate at higher levels. And that's what we're doing here. We're trying to reveal to you the things that you need to do to operate at higher levels, and what those things are, those abilities are: discernment, perceiving, and revelation knowledge. Okay, and there's more, but that's enough for today, for that you understand those three major categories, which makes up of, we'll say, 80%. So God, may God give you sight. This is something that he always does for his true believers, for those who are striving to have a relationship with him. Psalms 115:5 says, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. So this is speaking of not physical mouth and physical eyes. It's speaking, yes, of your physical mouth, but it is the spirit that speaks through your mouth. You see, when Jesus walked the earth, he had a physical mouth, but it was his spirit that spoke through the physical mouth and cause things to transpire, things to happen. And your eyes is where you're able to see spiritually. You're able to operate at the spiritual level. And this is what Psalms 115:5 is speaking of. So these are things that come from operating in the spirit, spiritual sight. So, we're going to stop there today. There's more I'd like to share with you, but that's enough for this session. We will have session two this coming Sunday, and we'll probably be around about 1:30. Sunday, we'll post it. We'll post on my Facebook, Lindbergh Templeton. If you put in my name, you'll pull up my website. We'll post at what time the next session will be on Sunday. So I just wanted to note that so that you'll join us again. And will help you to reach the levels that you need to reach, will help you to operate at the levels that are absolutely necessary in this day and time. Maturity. These are abilities that come about through maturity. And I pray that God opens your sight, and that he revealed to you the dangers of this week, be it small or great. And I pray that he cover you until we meet in the next session. Again, my name is Prophet Lynn Templeton, and this is the Light of Truth Ministries International. Thank you, and we'll see you again in the next session. So long.